You're listening to the Miles to Go podcast, the go-to source for travel tips, news, and reviews you can't afford to miss. Now, here's your host, travel expert Ed Pizza.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Miles to Go podcast. We're going to break away from our normal format of having multiple guests and try to focus just on one program that has a ton of information to cover. We had one of our listeners write in and ask if we could help them learn more about Citi's Thank You Points program, which has a number of great points transfer options. And that's where we're going to focus today. We're going to try and run through all the different partners with a break in the middle. And I figured Gary Leff of View from the Wing would be a great guy to have on to help break us down, where the best values are with this flexible point currency. How are you doing today, Gary?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm looking forward to talking a little bit of Citi Thank You Points. I think it does really require some diving into because the partners that they have are not as simple and straightforward as an American Express, Delta, a Chase, and United, but there is some value, and folks, I don't know how to use them.
Yeah, and there's a great breadth of partnerships, and I think, as time has gone on and we've gotten involved with more flexible currencies, Chase Sapphire, Ultimate Rewards, and American Express Membership Rewards, there are a bunch of different places people can go with these sorts of currencies, and with all the different transfer partners, I'm sure there are better options to focus on. I'm not an expert here, which is why I wanted to have you on. Let's dive into Thank You Points as a whole, and then get more specifically into where you think some of the best values are.
Yeah, so it's important to understand that Thank You is the broad name for Citi's points currencies, but not all Citi Thank You Points are transferable to different airlines. The points that are earned with the Thank You Premier, with the Prestige card, with the Chairman's card, these are transferable, but the no annual fee products, not transferable. And if you earn Thank You Points from, say, a checking account, those points are not going to be transferable either. So it's really, we're talking about the points from their premium credit card suite. And the interesting thing too about Thank You Points is you can transfer them to anyone you want. They're, very exchangeable currency, which creates some real value. Additionally, though, make sure you know that once you transfer points out of your account to another, those points need to be used quickly because they're going to expire after 90 days if they are unused. Also, if you cancel a card, you're going to have to use the points from the card within 60 days. So there are some interesting expiration details there, but the flexibility of moving those points to whomever you wish that also has transferable Thank You Points is going to be a really useful thing to know. I guess we might as well dive into the particulars of the program, looking at their partners, because they don't have the simple, Delta or United. There's a lot of value in transferable points to international airlines, but people may not be as familiar with what those are. Another thing to know is they have transfer partners that are in some cases the same as other currencies like American Express. They have Asia Miles, they have Etihad Guest, they have Air France KLM's Flying Blue. Similarly, Chase has a Flying Blue, and they all have Singapore. And so you can move your Thank You Points to the same place as you're moving American Express points, as you're moving Chase points. So even though you're earning in different currencies, they can go into the same program when you're looking for multiple awards on the same carrier at the same time. They can be combinable that way.
Yeah, and that can be really helpful for folks like me who travel with wife and kids and are trying to amass a number of points. If I've got some points in one currency and some points in another, though the typical family probably isn't necessarily going to Singapore, they may also be able to put the miles there and use them for something United. Closer to home. Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, Singapore Airlines awards for United to Hawaii are pretty good, but I guess I'd also say normally I suggest, hey, you don't have enough points, transfer points into one account and do one way out of one account and return out of another account. But it can be useful to put all the points into one frequent flyer program. And there you look at the programs that the different transfer partners have in common. Looking at the transfer partners that Citi has, maybe it's useful to think about them in terms of the different alliances and then the non-alliance programs. Citi has programs in One World, There are actually several, four One World Airline frequent flyer transfer partners. Asia Miles, Cathay Pacific's program, is pretty good for, medium haul business class awards. They have a distance based chart. They are, they've just devalued their points about, a little over a week ago, where those premium cabin awards are costing more than they did. But, they do have, distance based can be useful when you are flying, just the, at the outer end of a distance band, right? So, if you're flying 4,900 miles and you're in that 5,000 mile distance band, you're getting a decent deal.
Right.
That's, so versus a region based. So sometimes you get those values just by, flying the maximum distance in a band, and you can save points that way. The reason I mention Asia Miles first is because, these other partners that they have in One World are going to have pretty limited uses. Malaysia Airlines Enrich, right? This is frankly a terrible redemption program. There's virtually nothing of value that I've ever found. I mean, I've never had, look, I like Malaysia Airlines in flight. The guy who runs the Enrich program is a great guy. I like the Elite program. Their top tier Elite members actually get complimentary VIP meet and greet at Kuala Lumpur Airport every time they fly. I mean, that's incredible. But actually transferring points and using them, the only reason I could ever see to do that is that they run a status match program that includes transfers of points as one of the criteria for using the match. Similarly, they've got the Qatar Airways Privilege Club. It used to be bad. They've just made it, absolutely awful. I have pretty much never come up with a reason to transfer to Qatar. Frankly, I think Citi's just going out and finding airlines that others don't have and saying, look, the U.S. credit card market is a lucrative one. Sign on with us because you don't have exclusivity contracts with anyone else. They're picking up, it's kind of the dregs that no one else has. Now, they do have Qantas, another program where there's, most people listening are never going to transfer to Qantas, but there are at least some niche use cases, right? And those are going to be, they have a distance-based chart. They do add fuel surcharges to awards. And by the way, so do the other One World programs that we've just mentioned, with the asterisk that people often misunderstand fuel surcharges on awards. Fuel surcharges on awards are generally going to be the amount that's charged on the equivalent paid ticket. So people say, oh, British Airways fuel surcharges are so high. It's not so much that as much as you're going through Europe and fuel surcharges in Europe are generally high.
Right.
If you're flying to, South America, no fuel surcharges. Domestic U.S., no fuel surcharges. Your domestic Australia awards, no fuel surcharges. Hong Kong, generally, you're not talking fuel surcharges. Not much for Japan and South Korea. Southeast Asia, you can have fuel surcharges. So it's usually about the route. Qantas actually does something evil, which is, the airline is usually not going to have fuel surcharges on its Australia departing flights, but they will still charge the fuel surcharges with redemptions because they just tax their frequent flyers.
Oh, yeah. So I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's genuinely evil. However, if you're going to want to upgrade on Qantas, and the same is true for other airlines, and one of the reasons that it's useful to have some of these international transfer partners is that it's really easy to use miles to redeem on an alliance partner, with the caveat that a handful of airlines will make more award availability on offer to their own members than to their partners, but generally speaking, you can use miles to redeem awards on a partner. But it's really hard to use miles to upgrade on a partner. When you can, it's usually going to be for full fare tickets only, which again eliminates most of the people who are going to be taking advantage of that. So you want to be able to transfer, say, to a Qantas if you were trying to upgrade on Qantas. Their upgrades, you know, for long haul are very expensive, but, you know, people, if you're not going to be able to use American Airlines miles, at least at this point, to do those upgrades, hopefully, if the joint venture is approved, eventually that could happen. But in the meantime, you know, you do upgrades. And for that matter, they do have this distance-based chart. If you're not flying ultra long haul, the pricing isn't crazy. You know, you're going to be able to do like a 90,000 one-way business class Emirates between New York and Europe, plus fuel surcharges. But it gives you access to Emirates, which if you don't have Skywards miles, it's actually going to cost you usually fewer Qantas points than Emirates points for Emirates. Alaska Airlines premium awards on Emirates have gotten quite expensive. Japan Airlines is the best, not a Citi Thank You partner. They are a Barclays transfer partner. But in any case, not a ton of options in Oneworld, although Asia Miles, which is also a membership rewards transfer partner, then is where you're usually going to look, because their chart, though they just devalued, is the most reasonable of the four. And theirs, again, is distance-based. When we're looking at Star Alliance, you have a little bit more of interest. First of all, Avianca, right, the Life Miles program, is a transfer partner. They don't add fuel surcharges to awards. Their website does let you redeem for partner airline travel, so you don't have to call, which is good because their agents over the phone are awful. And the agents over the phone generally can't get you anything that the website doesn't show them. The website may not give you everything. It's an interesting program in that, you know, if whatever you can do self-serve on the website, you can do. And they have cash and points awards where you're buying points at 1.6 cents as long as you have 40% of the miles in your account. No fuel surcharges, an award chart that's, you know, similar to, a little better than United's. And also they have short haul awards in the U.S., which can be a pretty good value, too. It's much better to redeem domestically on United with Avianca points than with United miles. The reason not to transfer points to Avianca Life Miles is precisely just that they always sell points so inexpensively. When you can often buy points at 1.35, 1.4 cents a piece, it's hard to justify transferring points from Citi because in some sense that's all the value that you're getting, that 1.3, 1.4 cents.
Sure.
So, you know, useful points, online booking, Star Alliance access, and, you know, when Lufthansa will accidentally make first class award seats available in advance, usually you can book those with Avianca, even if United and Aeroplan are blocking them. So, you know, useful to have. You know, less useful. So EVA Air, and this is actually interesting. You know, a lot of folks will call it EVA. it actually, you know, it's an acronym. You know, it's EVA, you know, it's capitalized, mm-hmm. right? Evergreen Aviation and Technology Airways. Now, I'm not sure the Chinese, but you know, EVA has a terrible redemption program. I mean, I will just tell you, I love the name Infinity Mileage Lands, which I think must be some kind of a weird translation. Great program name, not a very good redemption program. Hard to imagine scenarios where anyone's going to use it. Similarly, Thai Airways Royal Orchid Plus, occasionally they have some discount awards, or you might redeem points for even lounge access now. They used to have an amazing deal on redemptions for SIM time in Bangkok. Unfortunately, that's not the case anymore.
Oh, wow. That would have been a cool redemption.
I mean, and by amazing, I mean we're talking like less than 20,000 points.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it was nuts. EVA actually has a SIM time redemption option as well, but much more expensive. Anyway, the two other programs that are going to be, you know, at least moderately useful. So Turkish Airlines Miles and Smiles. Really hard to earn Turkish miles in the U.S., but they have a really attractive award chart. All right. And they will let you at least redeem online for their own flights. Now, between the U.S. and Europe, business class, you're looking at 45,000 miles each way, so 90,000 miles round trip. Again, they do add fuel surcharges. They also have lots of interesting other redemption options around the world. Take you know, 55,000 miles business class, you know, one way Europe and Australia, right? So good value chart. You pay fuel surcharges. You're not getting their points a whole bunch of other ways. So, you know, just because it's about the only way to get those points makes them an interesting partner.
Well, I also think, too, with Turkish, they, you know, most people don't look at them right away when they're thinking of ways to get to Europe, but they have a fairly extensive network to get you different places in Europe. You're obviously backtracking to a number of those, but I've seen some pretty good award availability on Turkish if I'm willing to backtrack to many of the major cities in Europe. And as you mentioned, if you can find 45,000 mile one way seats, that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, interestingly, on Turkish Metal itself, it goes in waves. Recently hasn't been as good, especially over the summer. The Chicago flight is generally, you know, really good. I mean, sometimes if you're looking for 9 seats in business class, you can find it on, you know, Turkish Air Chicago. Oddly, the Washington Dulles flight has always been really hard to redeem for. You know, New York much easier, sometimes even from the West Coast. The Houston flight can be, you know, easy at times. But, you know, whether it's Turkish or their Star Alliance partners, you know, it is a good award chart. The real value remaining here, though, is Singapore Airlines. Singapore is a transfer partner of Citi. They're a transfer partner of American Express, of Chase. So you can put all your points in that Singapore account. It's not a place to store value because points that you transfer to Singapore do expire 3 years after they go into the account. It's not where new activity extends that right. Expiration. However, they do offer a lot better award availability for their own members than they do for their Star Alliance partners. So if you want to fly Singapore in business and first class, you want those Singapore Airlines miles. And as long as you're not talking about JFK Frankfurt Singapore on the A380, historically award availability has been pretty good, less so on the San Francisco Singapore nonstop, but the Houston Manchester Singapore flight in business is really good. The LA flights are pretty darn good as well. And their Star Alliance program, they've put Star Alliance redemptions online. I do find them to be quite good. If you're redeeming for Singapore flights themselves, there are no fuel surcharges. If you're redeeming for Star Alliance flights, it's a different story. You're going to pay fuel surcharges.
And how are the fuel surcharges if you're redeeming for, say, you know, United domestic flights?
Well, there are no fuel surcharges filed on United domestic flights, okay. So you're never going to pay a fuel surcharge if you're flying U.S. domestic, right? So again, it all comes down to the fuel surcharge that's filed with the comparable fare. So they're going to be high if you're redeeming, you know, Lufthansa to Europe, right? But they're not going to be anything at all if you're flying U.S. domestic.
And just out of curiosity, because I haven't done transfers myself, how quickly do the transfers happen to, say, somebody like Singapore from Citi?
That's going to take 1 to 2 days.
And do they hold award space, Singapore, or do you have to preemptively transfer?
So this can be a hang-up callback scenario because I have been able to get Singapore agents to hold awards. Some of them have told me they'll do it for 3 days. Some of them have told me that I have to have at least half the points in the account before I do it. So whenever I want to make those transfers, you know, if I don't get the answer I want the first time, I'll try another agent because I definitely prefer to hold an award rather than make the transfer and then make the booking because the space could be gone. Just like with many of the other programs, the transfer times to different airlines vary tremendously. So, you know, generally speaking, transfers to Air France KLM's Flying Blue will be instantaneous. Avianca, instantaneous. Same with JetBlue. Same with Virgin Atlantic. Turkish doesn't take long. Singapore will take 1 to 2 days. You know, Cathay Pacific will be really quick, you know, under a day. But, you know, Etihad can take a week. Thai can take a week. It takes a couple days to go to most of the other partners. And these things can change, either A, as they improve the tech and they speed things up. Virgin Atlantic wasn't instantaneous when the program first launched with them. On the other hand, sometimes things will take longer because there'll be an IT glitch. Air France has recently had some glitches where bank programs were sending over the points. Air France could see that, but it wasn't actually posting live into members' accounts. Mm. And then they were telling you, well, we weren't going to look at anything for a week. And you'd just be banging your head. Air France, I've also been able to put awards on hold pending transfers, which is still useful, even though the transfers are usually instantaneous. You know, I like to at least be on the phone with an agent, set up the award, and then transfer in the points and
right.
have the agent ticket it. That gives me a couple of advantages. One, it makes sure that I've got the space before the transfer goes through.
Absolutely.
You know, make sure that even if I see the space online, that it doesn't error out. And then the other thing is that Air France has this really funky thing where they will sometimes, you know, shut down or investigate accounts that are new, especially newly opened, where you've transferred in bank points and made an immediate redemption. It triggers their fraud warnings. But if you're doing this online, they're more likely to shut it down or, for fraud reasons, ask you to go to the airport to ticket, which may be incredibly inconvenient if you don't live in an Air France city.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Doing it over the phone seems to trigger that less often. So I like doing the phone, anyway.
So we've covered a decent chunk here. We've gotten through pretty much One World and Star, and certainly we could go much deeper on both of those alliances. Let's take a quick break here. We're going to come back for a wrap-up with SkyTeam and a couple of non-alliance partners, and then finish up with Gary's final thoughts on thank you points. We'll be right back on the Miles to Go podcast. One of the great things about podcasts is that you can listen to them anywhere. You can stream them from your desktop or your laptop while you're at work, but most of you are probably listening on a smartphone, at least if the statistics that I look at for the blog tell me the truth. Whether you're at the gym or on your morning commute, you can find the Miles to Go podcast tons of different places, but we've got a cool new place that that you haven't been able to find it before. We've got iTunes and Google Play and Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and of course you can find us on the website at milestogo.boardingarea.com. But we've got a cool new channel, and that's if you've got an Alexa-enabled device, any of the Amazon Echoes, if you will. As long as you have either the TuneIn or the AnyPod skill enabled, all you have to do is say, Alexa, play me the Miles to Go podcast, and boom, you'll hear me. It's as easy as that. Try it out. And we're back on the Miles to Go podcast. Gary Leff of View from the Wing has been educating me and you on Citi Thank You Points transfer partners. We've gone through One World and Star Alliance. We're going to cover SkyTeam, folks that are not in alliances, and then get Gary's final thoughts. Gary, welcome back. Let's jump into SkyTeam.
Sure. Let's take a look at some of the partners that Citi has in SkyTeam Alliance. And the one that you're going to find useful is Air France KLM's Flying Blue program. These points do transfer instantly. They have access to saver awards across the alliance. They do add fuel surcharges to many awards, though generally not to Delta. They will give you a lot more availability on Air France flights than their partners have access to, whether it's Delta or other airlines. And it's that availability that makes them really useful, because I can frequently get business class from many U.S. cities to Europe on Air France. They also run monthly discounted awards, promo awards, where it can be 25 or even 50% off on selected cities from including, to Paris. It used to be the connections through Paris to anywhere in Europe were included. With the revamp of the program becoming revenue-based and changing the pricing of their awards that really have seemed to have no rhyme or reason, like sometimes the awards are actually cheaper. Okay, in this new it's not based on distance, it's not based on price. They just have a random price generator now, it seems like. And so, some of the awards are, quite reasonable. Business class for 50 some odd thousand instead of, instead of 62.5. Sometimes it's 80. But those saver award space is definitely much more available. Then, you know, it also, you know, they also have access across SkyTeam for redemptions, and most of SkyTeam can be redeemed on their website, although redemptions for Kenya Airways are often phantom space on the website or air route. But generally speaking, really useful. Plus the fact that you can transfer Chase or American Express points to Flying Blue as well. You will almost never transfer to Garuda Indonesia. At least Garuda lets you redeem for their own flights on their website now, and no longer makes you go physically to one of their ticket offices in order to redeem an award. And by the way, a couple of years ago, they still did that. The only time you will transfer to Garuda Indonesia is when they run an insane promo. They've even done 90% awards off awards.
Yeah, I remember that.
Right. And then it's a pretty awesome deal. And by the way, Garuda itself doesn't fly to the United States. Maybe they eventually will. But they are otherwise an almost useless program from the perspective of Citi Thank You points and the alternative uses that you have for transfers. Now, this is not a oneworld airline, but I'm going to include it under the oneworld SkyTeam SkyTeam rubric. Virgin Atlantic is now effectively run by Delta. And they, you know, they shared joint venture and joint venture partner investments. Virgin Atlantic is another program that is, you know, frankly, one of the worst in the world, but that has some sweet spots to it. So, so about 6 weeks ago, I flew first class Houston-Tokyo round trip at 120,000 Virgin Atlantic miles.
Wow, first class, ANA, that's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, they're, you know, business class, depending on whether you're flying from the East Coast to the West Coast, the pricing changes a little bit. But, you know, their business class can run 85,000 miles round trip to Tokyo. And, you know, the fuel surcharges aren't bad because Japan fuel surcharges aren't super high. So, you know, the mileage pricing is simply an artifact of historical agreements. Mm-hmm. I have to think that when the agreement re-ups, they're going to change the price.
Yeah.
And they just monstrously increase the price of Air China awards between London and Beijing. It used to be a great value, now it's not. So there is this incredible artifact where you can book. And by the way, it is, you know, the nonstop flights only, flights beyond, their round trip only with partners with Virgin Atlantic, the flights beyond Tokyo would be a separate award. That's not something that's included. But if you want to go to Tokyo, or if you want to go, you know, and fly then Tokyo Bangkok round, you know, add that round trip on. They've got some really good values with their ANA partnership. It's also a really good value to redeem the Virgin Atlantic miles on Delta, as well as they have an Air New Zealand partnership, which gives you really nice value as well. You can redeem Delta, you know, business class starting at 50,000 miles. You can redeem Air New Zealand business class one way, starting at 62.5. So there are those pockets of value in the program.
Well, yeah, and especially, you know, for folks who want to get New Zealand, which is a tough place to get to using miles and points, because if I remember correctly, they're adding Chicago service from Auckland coming up.
Yeah, and now Air New Zealand is awful at releasing business class award space. It happens very occasionally. When it does, you have to jump on it. Years ago, they used to release it 60 days out, and then they stopped. Mm. You know, but getting to New Zealand, it's one of the really tough awards in the world. There are, you know, a handful of flights between the U.S. and New Zealand, more than there used to be. You know, there's the, you know, but you know, American has made theirs, you know, really narrow seasonally with the when their joint venture with Qantas was denied. Hopefully that'll be expanded if the DOT approves the joint venture. But nonstop to New Zealand, really tough to do. Nonetheless, if you could find the space when it exists, Virgin offers a really attractive way to get it. I don't believe that's something that's likely to last, again, once the programs re-up those agreements to the extent that they do, presumably the awards will come at a higher price. Not a place that I would transfer to store value, but it is a program that several of the transfer currencies, you know, partner with, you know, Chase, Amex, as well as Citi. And, you know, when I did my transfers to Virgin for the ANA award, it was during an American Express transfer bonus time. So it was really cheap. And they will put awards on hold for 24 hours as well over the phone.
Which is always helpful when you're trying to get your plans put together and make transfers. So we've got a couple of non-alliance airlines, if you will, to cover to round out the rest of the transfer partners.
Etihad is a transfer, a partner. They're also a partner of American Express Membership Rewards. So another good place to pool points. Their agents over the phone aren't very good. Online, you can only redeem for their own flights. It is a way to redeem for Etihad travel and Etihad, in my opinion, is a nice experience. One of the real values, though, with that program is redeeming for American Airlines. Now, they also have this legacy agreement with American. And what they price awards at is the same as the old pre-March 2016 American devaluation chart.
Yeah.
Right? So, you know, you're still able to book. Now, here's the problem, right? Is actually finding American Airlines award availability.
Right, comes in waves when it comes.
It comes in waves. If you know the transfers to Etihad are an instant. If you transfer and the availability could be gone. But if you have points in Etihad Guest, I mean, you can get really nice values. You know, Asia, you know, for 67.5 in first class one way. So it's awesome. Availability. It's awesome pricing. They have tons of oddball partners. They partner with Air New Zealand also. They partner with ANA. They partner with Asiana. They partner with Bangkok Airways. Brussels Airlines used to be unheard of deals with them. They devalued that chart. It's still pretty good. So you've got to deal with the agents over the phone, but just bear in mind that their agents – tend not to be good. You do a lot of hang-up call back. The Manchester call center is usually better than others, so Skype to the UK. But they partner with Korean Air, also with Philippine Airlines. Not great pricing, but there's always availability between the US and Asia on Philippine Airlines because nobody's ever trying to book those seats. Now, another interesting one is Royal Air Maroc. And I think, Ed, you were talking about in considering those redemptions as well, weren't you?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. And, most people don't think about it, but it's geographically can be a reasonable airline to consider to get to some places in Europe.
So the thing to know, I mean, they have really good availability, right? You can fly to Casablanca, Washington Dulles, New York JFK, and the pricing is really good, 44,000 miles each way per person in business, and they don't have high fuel surcharges, like $100 each way. Now the other option is Iberia, not a Citi partner, but a Chase and an American Express partner. They're charging $94.5 round trip for Royal Air Maroc. They've partnered with them for a long time. The expectation has been that Royal Air Maroc itself would become Avios.
Right.
There are IT issues that have delayed this a couple years. But yeah, I mean, geographically, look, it is a transatlantic flight that you can get business class award space on, pretty darn easily. Depending on where you want to go in Europe, like I wouldn't necessarily want to fly all the way out of the way to Casablanca to fly, then up to London.
I consider them for a Portugal flight last year, and I think that's a those sorts of short hops from Casablanca can make good sense. They also frequently, or at least back then, they looked at offering some fairly decent paid business class fares as well.
Oh yeah, but like I say, this is the nice thing is it's not just low price, but really good availability.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rounding out the transfer partners, they transfer to JetBlue. Now, I don't find super value in that because, you know, a JetBlue point just isn't worth very much. It's, you know, JetBlue, you know, will price awards based on the cost of a ticket. Each JetBlue point is going to be worth, you know, not more than, say, a penny and a half.
Right.
Right. Now, if you need to top off an account, fair enough. If you don't have other uses for your points, fair enough. But, you know, I'm if they're running a promotion, great. But the base value there is not super strong.
No, but I think, you know, for somebody who travels infrequently and needs to top off an award, I think, you know, as you mentioned, that's one of the things I love about flexible currencies just in general. And so I do see some value in the JetBlue partnership, you know, very situationally too, because their network's really only strong in New York and Florida. But, you know, being able to top off if you had a few flights and round up and use those orphan JetBlue points, to me, it has some decent value.
Yeah, you know, again, situational. So in general, the Citi thing points program has a whole bunch of situational opportunities, and then they have their best partners are duplicated by other programs. That's valuable because it gives you a place to pool your points, but it also suggests that the unique value in the Citi program is somewhat more limited than Chase's or American Express's programs. Now, they have you know, lucrative offers on their cards at times, you know, 50,000 mile initial bonus on the Thank You Premier, for instance. They'll let you earn points quickly. You know, that card will earn triple points on travel. It's not unique in that there are others that do that too. But if you're not in a position to get a Sapphire Reserve card, earning triple thank you points on travel could be a useful strategy.
Yeah, I think, you know, from where I sit, you know, when you talk about miles and points, you know, 101 entry level stuff, I think the ultimate rewards currency is probably one of the easiest for folks who don't understand the miles and points world to get good value out of, based on the sort of bread and butter partnerships, United, Hyatt, Southwest, you know, where Citi Thank You sort of slots in that 201 or 301 level when you're trying to get to some places that are a little bit further afield, and you're willing to do a little bit of work for it. There are some gems hidden here to help you get to places that are not necessarily U.S.-based. I think if we're talking about domestic, I guess, would you say Singapore is probably the best bet for being able to book something inside the U.S.?
Well, and Virgin Atlantic for Delta, you know, 12,500 mile each way,
yeah,
redemptions, right, provided you find that Delta Saver availability.
Right.
You know, there are some options. And, you know, Singapore is also good at letting you now redeem with several of their partners online, too.
There's lots more that we could dive into with each of these specific airlines. Gary's covered definitely a lot of different ways to use things. You can find him talking about this and a lot of other things on his blog, viewfromthewing.com. And, you know, I would encourage folks to think about flexible currencies whenever you're talking about saving points. Whether Citi is the right place to park them is definitely an open question. It just really depends on what your goals are. But I think I'm really happy to have had Gary come on and help us understand the partners in a little bit more depth, so you can figure out the best ways to get to some of these far afield destinations. Gary, thanks so much for coming on the podcast again. We'll have you back on again soon.
Hey, thanks, Ed. Always fun to do.
We'll be right back on the Miles to Go podcast. As we wrap up this week's episode of the Miles to Go podcast, I hope you'll leave us some feedback on whether you like the format or not, us going deep in depth on the Thank You Points program. I've also got a couple of 101 segments coming up with my buddy Summer, more intro-level credit card stuff, trying to make sure that we're covering the full gamut for folks that are listening in. This week's final two pennies is about deal fever and the recent promo that you might have heard about that Iberia Airlines announced just a couple weeks ago. Essentially, the deal was you could buy up to 10 very cheap airline tickets and earn 90,000 of their mile currency called Avios. And that could get you a bunch of different things, including a really nice one-way business class ticket to Europe for just a few hundred bucks. There were a few days of touch and go as to whether or not the promotion was going to be honored, and it looks as of earlier this week that it has been honored, that folks are seeing these points drop into their account. There are also some reports of folks who are not receiving the points for various reasons, and I'm sure there is going to be some more settling before we get to the end of the story here, and I'll certainly keep an eye on what's going on. But it's an interesting look back. There were a few days where folks were saying, oh gosh, it's not going to get honored, and what are we going to do? And you know, now those folks are celebrating because a lot of them have points in their account. If you missed out on the deal, as I've said in the past, don't worry about it. There's going to be another one. The important thing here is it looks like a bunch of folks did end up with a bunch of miles, if you will, for a pretty cheap price, and they're going to end up with an awesome flight, or maybe more than one if they stretch them out. There's always another deal around the corner. Stay tuned here at Miles to Go or your favorite blogs to find them. That's a full wrap for this week's episode. If you're enjoying listening, I hope you'll subscribe and rate the podcast. As we mentioned earlier during the commercial break, you can now tell your Alexa device, Alexa, play me the Miles to Go podcast, which I got to admit is a pretty cool thing. I got to give it a try. Until then, thanks to our sponsors, GoGo and BookYourAward.com. We'll see you back here next week. Until then, we've got miles to go.